Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Nida, Daf Lamed Gimel, Nida 33. Back in the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph on the Beis, our Mishnah had said with respect to the Kutim who touch a garment of a Nida, so we learned, Ein Chayavin Olein Al Beis Mikdash. That means to say if a person wears the garment that a Kuti lied upon or that are covered himself with, and then he entered into the temple, we're not going to require that person to bring an offering. Ve'ein sorfen aleihem as a truma, and if such a person, if these garments touch truma, we don't burn the truma as a result of it, which we normally do with truma that's tamei. V'neisha tumasan mis safek, because in these circumstances, we're not certain that the kusi is actually going to be tamei, and so therefore it's just a doubtful tuma, and so therefore you don't bring a korban chatas, and you also don't burn the truma. So the Gemara tells the following story about this. Rav Papa Ikwa Tiva'ach. Rav Papa came to a place called Tiva'ach, and Amar, he said, if there is a Torah scholar here, a Tzurba Merabanan is a reference to a young Torah scholar, but really he's a young person, not a older Torah scholar. In the Talmud, Rashi says that an older Torah scholar is called a Hume Rabbanan, and Tzurba means strong, so he's like a young Turk, he's ready to go, he's raging on fire with the Torah. And so he asked, is there a Tzurba Me Rabbanan here? Is there a young Torah scholar? Azil Ikbil Ape. So he says, I would love to go and meet this young Torah scholar. Amrleya, he's Safta. So there was a Safta there, an older woman, and she said, Ika hacha tzurba me rabbanan v'rav Shmuel shmei. There's a young Torah scholar here. His name is Rav Shmuel. V'tani masnisa. And he learns Brisos. He says over Mishnayos and Brisos, Yehi ravat et hevei kavase. It should be the will that you get to be like him. You should only hope to be like him. So Rav Papa said to himself, Midikamavarchi le begave, from the fact that she blessed me that I should be like him, Shmamina Yereshimaimhu. He must be a God-fearer. Azalagabe, so he went to meet this person, Rav Shmuel. Ramalei Sora. So Rav Shmuel slaughtered an ox in honor of Rav Papa, and then Rama Masnisa Nadadi. Then he challenged Rav Papa with two contradictory Mishnayos. And what were the two contradictory Mishnayos? The first Mishnah was a Mishnah that we just quoted, which said, Tanan Ein Chayav Olein Al Beis HaMikdash, that if you enter into the temple wearing the garments of a Kuti that a Kuti had lied upon, you're not going to be liable for an offering. Ve'ein Sorfen Olein as a Truma, and you don't burn the Truma. Mnesha Tumas Al Misafek, because the Tuma came out of a doubt. So we see from here, Misfeka lo Serafinon Truma. We see from here that out of a doubt, we don't burn the Truma. And so we see from the garments of the Kutim, which are Safek Tami, we don't burn Truma. But a contradictory source is Vramini. We have a mission in Taharos, chapter 4, Mishnah 5, which states, Al Shisha Sveko Sarfinasa Truma. For six doubts, we burn the Truma. And one of those doubts which we burn the Truma is Al Safek Bigdei Ama Arts, for the ambiguous garments of an Ama Arts. That if a regular common person touched Truma, we burn the truma because we're concerned that maybe that Ama Aretz was Tameh, and if it's a contradiction, why don't we burn the truma that the Kusi lied upon, that he was wearing this garment that a Kusi lied upon? The Kusi is certainly no better than the Ama Aretz, but with the Ama Aretz, we do burn the truma. So Rav Papa said, Yea, Rava de Latachil Hai Toro Lashlama. He said, may it be the will that this ox should be eaten in peace. And Hachamaya Skina Makusi Chaver. He says, my Rav Papa gave the answer that what we're talking about here is a Kusi who's a scholar. And so, therefore, for this reason, we're not going to, if you enter the temple with his garment, with a garment that he touched, we're not going to assume it's tummy. So then the Rav Shmuel rejected this answer of Papa. He said, Kusi Chaver. If you're going to think that if this Kusi is literally a chaver, I mean, he's a Torah scholar, he's careful about the laws of Truma, you're going to consider him like he's a person who lies with a woman who is a Nida, for sure we don't have to be concerned with this. Our Mishnah is for sure not going to be considering him like a Bol Nida who under those circumstances. So it's a very weak answer. And so Rav Shmuel rejected Rav Papa's answer. The Gemara then told us that Rav Papa left out of embarrassment. He was embarrassed that he didn't know the answer, and he went to Rav Shimon bar Asher. Rav Shimon bar Asher gave him a different answer. But we're not going to go into the different answer now, but I wanted to point out what the Aruch HaNer said. The Aruch HaNer asked the question, why is she, the older woman, she says to him, you know, go to this guy, go to this Tzurba Merabanan, he knows Braisos, he knows Mishnayos, and Rav Papa didn't go. But then she said to him, she saw he wasn't going, she said, oh, it should be your will that you should only be like him. And so then Rav Papa said, oh, now I see that he's a God-fearer, now I'm going to go. Why didn't he go initially when she said he knows Mishnayos? He should have run to him once she heard that he knows Mishnayos. So the Aruch HaNer explains that a Tzurba Merabanan, generally speaking, is somebody who knows halachos, and the one who knows Mishnayos, when he learns Mishnayos, is considered to be less than the Tzurba Merabanan. In the time of the Talmud, the learner of the Mishnayos was not on the level necessarily of somebody who's a God fearer or somebody who was who was knowing all the laws. Because the learning of the Mishnayos there was really just a sense of, basically it meant that it wasn't like they steiged away in the Mishnayos and they knew it by heart. That's how they recorded it and transmitted it through the repetition of these Mishnayos orally, and so therefore this was a person who was a repository of he had a great memory, but he didn't necessarily know all the laws, and he wasn't necessarily a God-fearer, but then he realized that he was a God-fearer, and that's why he went to him and he went to learn at his feet.